You ever think about how simple it was way back in the day, and now it's so complicated now? And
it's very complicated. I mean, when you think about the commissaries we operate, to get set up with the commissaries and the bakeries, we hired 1,500 people, additional people, and had to learn two new businesses.
Your marketing campaigns have always been good. One of them that I enjoyed, it's a real simple deal. I'm a runner.
You still running?
I do. I'm still running. And you ran for...
29 years. My right knee and my left hip got so sore, and then my big toe on my left foot started spasming, and I thought, oh, well, I was 73 at the time, and I thought it's probably time.
Yeah, well, that was admirable that you were able to run. And then you ran in the first Tulsa run?
Yeah, I ran in 20 of them.
20 consecutive in a row.
Yeah. And I was 65 when I ran the last one, and I was sure glad when it was over. A friend of mine and I made that we ran together, and we made this that we were going to make it until we ran 20. So
I think I talked to him last night at Utica Square. Mr. Henschel?
You bet.
Yeah.
Dave Henschel.
Dave Henschel. Yeah. And you ran together for many, many years.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, when you, as Quick Trip, gave free refreshments and candy bars.
We did that from the beginning.
From the very beginning?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, to this day, I look forward to that. And I'm running in the Tulsa Run this year, and I can hardly wait to get through for something that's so small and can easily buy. But you've earned this reward.
Yeah.
It's a Snicker bar or whatever. And if you want to eat two Snicker bars because you feel you can.
Yeah.
And you can drink a couple of sodas, whatever, because you can, because you earned it.
Yeah.
And you gave us that, and it's just a great little tool.
That's fun, and that my last one I ran, I ate two Snicker bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you deserved it.
I sure did.
Otherwise, you would have felt guilty eating those two Snicker bars. And how many times have I received that from Quick Trip, and I get into my car and driving home, and you just feel great.
Yeah.
And Quick Trip gave it to me. Simple concept. Now then, you interfaced a lot with employees. We've talked about people. This is interesting because back in the 60s, I understand you would get people together in a room with some beer.
Yeah.
And what would happen?
Well, sometimes they get mad and throw beer cans at me. That's true.
And they would yell at you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they would throw beer cans at you?
Yeah.
And how did you tolerate that? What was going through your mind?
Well, I quit giving them beer. Duh. But those meetings were so important because if you had bad management, if you had bad supervisors, if you had bad stuff going on, they'd tell you about it. And if you got angry, you knew you really had a problem. And we would take care of it. I mean, we would fix it. That whole thing was so valuable. And not just about the way they were treated, but the lack of training or the kind of training they got. And we were there. And we listened to it. And now we've gotten a lot more sophisticated. We still have the meetings. But they get this questionnaire now on their in-store computer, the one that is for inventory and all that sort of thing. And they answer these questions. We learn a lot from that. That's why we're the best 100 companies in that every year now, because the employees trust us. The rank and file trust us. Last year, we got the highest rating for trust. Do you trust management? We got the highest rating on it, anybody else. It's because we listen.
And you know, that seems to be such an easy concept. And why doesn't that work? Is it egos or something that doesn't work?
Well, it's hard work.
To listen to these?
It's hard work if you have 10,000 employees, 11,000 employees. And we have a group here now who really go and they meet not just with employees, but they meet with people on the night shift. They meet with part-timers. They meet with store managers because all of those people have their own problems or their own things. And we listen to those and we try to fix them.
The fact, too, that these employees know that, hey, the company cares about what I have to say. The company's coming out. They want to hear me. So not only did you get from them, but you instilled in them this pride and this fact that company cares about me.
Yeah.